The Lazy Gnome. There was once an old farmer. He worked hard every day. A bad-tempered gnome helped him, but he did not like working. One day, when the gnome was feeling cross, he shouted, "I won't work any more. You must give me half of everything you grow, or I'll hit you." The farmer did not like doing all the work. He did not want to give half and everything he did away, so he thought he would play a trick on the gnome. When it was time to plant the seeds, the farmer said to the gnome, "When the seeds have grown, which half do you want, the tops or the bottoms?" "I'll have the bottoms," said the gnome. The farmer was very pleased. He went out and bought some wheat seeds. He sowed them in his fields. At harvest time, the farmer cut off the grain from the tops of the wheat. The gnome was left with the stalks at the bottom. He was very angry. Next year, in the spring, the gnome said, "This time I'll have the tops." So the farmer bought turnip seeds. He sowed them in the fields. At harvest time, the farmer dug up all the turnips. He gave all the roots at the bottom, and he took them and gave the leaves at the top to the gnome. The gnome was very, very cross. "Next year you will grow wheat again," he shouted. "You will cut half the field and I'll cut the other. We'll have a race to see who can finish first, and the winner will get all the wheat." The farmer just smiled and said nothing. When the wheat was ready to cut, the farmer went to the village blacksmith. He asked the blacksmith to make him a lot of thin iron rods. When the gnome was asleep, the farmer crept out into the field. He stuck the iron rods into the wheat that the gnome was going to cut. Next morning, the gnome said, "The wheat is ripe. Today we will have our race." The farmer's scythe cut through his wheat easily. When the gnome started, his scythe hit one of the iron rods hidden in the wheat. "My goodness, this wheat is tough," he shouted. He tried again to cut the wheat, but every time his scythe hit an iron rod, soon it was bent and blunt. It would not cut at all. "You have tricked me again," he shouted at the farmer. He flung down his scythe and ran away, and the farmer never saw him again.